Regular commission meeting of San Juan County Fire District Number 3. It's now 3 p.m. We have all commissioners are present. Commissioner Henderson is on phone. Do we have any additions or changes to the agenda?
Not from staff, no.
We have a 15-minute maximum for citizens' comments. And we're holding 3 minutes per person. So if any citizen has any comments they'd like to make. Yes.
Just to say that I've noticed online that there have been comments submitted to the commission by citizens for inclusion in the minutes. And oddly enough, they were there, and now they're not. They appear to have been taken down.
Where?
I would just like to online.
Where?
As attached to the minutes, comments that have started before, or maybe before. I'm just bringing that to your attention. It's something you should look into.
Are you speaking about correspondence, Maureen, or?
I'm talking about statements made by individuals, citizen individuals. And written comments submitted to you for inclusion with the minutes, and they are now no longer posted.
So, okay, we'll give us a chance to look into it and see what it is.
Of course.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Correspondence. We have.
The one piece that you got about a half hour ago is all we have.
That's all we have?
Yep. So if you'd like to cover that.
We've received a letter from the Chief Administrator for San Juan Island EMS Medical Services, Nathan Butler. And in it, he expresses his support for Noel Monin for the upcoming chief's job. And thank you for that letter. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Like you say, you just sent it to us. I just saw it about 5 minutes ago. So give me a chance to go, actually all the commissioners give us a chance to go over it. And I think, is Jerry, are you back on the island?
I am.
Okay, so we'll send you a copy of that letter so you have a chance to look at it also.
I got it in the email as well.
Oh, that's right. You got it. Okay. So you have it already. Okay. Great. Okay. That's all the correspondence we have. Do we have any corrections to the minutes for July 11th?
No.
Nothing. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of July 11th.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I'll second. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving the minutes? Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Motion passes. Okay. Let's talk about bills and we'll start with the bills.
Okay. Bill, before you, the only thing that is on there that is substantial, it would be the annual fire policy manual. From Lexipol, that is an annual piece. Everything is within budget and accounted for. Be happy to answer any questions that you have on any of the bills.
Okay. Could you tell me where that item is?
It is on the multi-page one, first page, halfway down.
Okay.
It's under technology services.
Right. And is that that's your?
That's an annual piece, correct.
And what exactly do they do?
That one is Lexipol. That is our policy and procedures electronic manual that, so it's the repository for all the policies, all the procedures. We haven't really spooled up procedures at this point. Is where our policies are. And as it evolves, it will also house the procedure manual.
So we just recently got a number of policies
mm-hmm.
to review.
Mm-hmm.
Is this generated by them?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Jerry, any questions about the bills?
No, I'm fine on the bills.
Okay. What's one more question? On the same folks, the very last page one.
Yes.
But some, okay, will that be our normal monthly?
Yes.
Payment?
Yes.
Okay, do I have a motion to pay the bills?
Move that we pay the bills as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Payroll.
Payroll. Happy to answer any other questions on, or any questions on payroll. This is both your 24-day and your monthly.
Is the firefighter overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Has that been pretty consistent?
It has. Some of the firefighter overtime has been a little higher because as we have people off on leave, if we have career people coming in, if we have some staffing from like the wildland class or otherwise, and we have career people in covering, then it has a slightly higher overtime piece. I'd have to double check, but when we get to the monthly financials and otherwise, overall, you are at 55% for personnel expenses overall, where the target would be a 58%. So everything's still within line and being watched. I do believe that the firefighter overtime is higher than projected, but you're still within your budget parameters.
Would you say that was probably had to do with the number of wildland fires we've been getting?
No, I would say that it has to do with the number of newly expanded families. So as we have families that have been expanding and people have been taking their FMLA leave and we have to cover, then it falls into some of that.
Do I have a motion to pay the payroll? And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that passes. All righty. I see we have no new business, old business, the IOA with the town for fire prevention services. How are we doing with that?
I wanted to be sure that stays as a standard agenda item so that we can keep you up to date for the commission. Last conversation we had with the town, we're looking at probably a quarter FTE between what we felt was appropriate for the stat or for the costing from the town for the fire prevention services. We are working on finalizing that document. You should have that within the next couple of days that will go to town administrator, our attorneys, and you all. Town administrator put it together in the first place. What we were adding to, which is what she had looked for in a couple different places, was the scope of work of what we'd be doing for the inspections, agreement between both sides to make sure that the computer systems are able to interact with each other. Ryan Erickson, the fire marshal, got some approximate numbers of how many businesses we'd be doing or what we were projecting. We wanted to start slow as we were talking, so you should have the initial draft to you all within the next couple days for review. So we're still on track to be doing the training and get started after the shoulder season of tourists, so we don't impact businesses going to town. That's what we have for that. No additional on the update, but you'll have it as it goes off to them as well as to attorneys for review to make sure that it's within line. And then there's a second one for them giving us the authority to do fire investigations for the town.
Okay. Main one we're talking about
is prevention, to do the B2 or the business level inspections at a company level. We needed to have the second one. We didn't want to conflate them into one because the direction that I received from you for the fire investigation side is since we don't have a lot of fires within town, and we had the one that Chief Monin took care of that's on a 10-year cycle, the fires being fewer, we can do the investigations on those. If we have additional need, we can call County for Partnership or the regional arson teams. That should be part of us providing service to the town. So there was not going to be an additional remuneration for that, but there was a more structure for the ongoing business inspections. And that's what is coming in as the one that we've been talking about. But there does need to be one that the town who has the legal authority to do the investigations needs to give that to the fire department for them to do. And they want to do that. We just have to have it written up.
Second question is, are the business owners going to receive notice from the town?
Yes.
That this is going on?
Yes. And so they'll get a pre-notice that it's going on, that it's should have been done and is going to be done. This is about keeping them safe, their businesses safe, and the visitors safe. The nice thing, as I had explained earlier, is that our crews will be going out doing the inspections. If they find anything, they'll pass the information along. They'll work with the business owner to make any of those corrections to get within line. But if anything has to come down from a enforcement standpoint, the town will maintain that, and the fire marshal officially, who is Ryan Erickson, will handle any of that side. Our crews are out to be visible, to be interactive, and to be supportive.
Yeah, I just worried about, you know, these businesses don't get shocked by it. The fact, you know, three guys do show up and say, we're going to look at the place.
Correct. And yeah, they're going to get pre-notice about that as well. And so how we had set it up, we were going to pre-schedule it with the businesses. So they would get a notice that said, you're up for inspection. We'd like to schedule that for you. The engine company is going to be coming out. What of these times work? So they'll have plenty of stuff ahead of time. Because really, there's an education piece that needs to play into this one, because it hasn't been done. The town recognizes that, and is Fire Marshal Erickson has been out communicating with them. He's been passing that along, and he's going to stay on the technical ones. And early on, he's going to be going out with the crews to make sure that we have consistency in how they're done and that it meets his expectations as the fire marshal.
So all this are included in the AIOA.
Yes.
That's it.
That's all we had on that, unless you have any additional questions or anything else under old business that you'd like to cover that wasn't listed.
Okay, financials.
Financials, as alluded to or mentioned in the initial portion of the report, the first summary one of year to date, target should be 58%. Overall for revenues, it's at 75%. That includes our beginning fund balances, our general fund revenue, and LOSAP. Personnel expenditures are coming in at 55% of projected budget. So we are under budget. Materials and services is at 36% of budget. And overall, you'll notice that capital projects is at 80%, but that was all predicated upon purchase of the vessel and moving down that road. So we are overall at 52% overall for year to date. Remember that target is 58%. We're at 52. So if you do revenues minus expenditures, you're at $740,015. For the month of July specifically, all expenditures are within budget. You see your total fund assets and liabilities. From the balances, you see that for general fund, you have a little over 500,000. It's 528,544. Reserve fund has 218,000. There are no capital bond projects, so that fund isn't there. I keep that in case you do choose to do one at a later point. That's where it was being tracked when you did have a capital project. Revenues. Because this is the slower time for tax collection, there was only $6,613 brought in this time. You will also see that there was no interest except, yeah, as I looked through, there was no interest in any of the accounts that came in for the month of July. I don't know if it was a late one or if there wasn't any, but there was no interest revenue that was denoted on our reports. Personnel fund, general materials and services. You see that the capital fund is the $3,479, which is the payment for the boat to Savvy. You had a total expenditures of $162,404. Be happy to answer any questions on any of those. And then I will share the one positive news that doesn't reflect in here yet, but will as soon as the revenue comes in. So any questions on revenues or monthly specific for July?
This is first year that we've been under this tax revenue. And well, getting income from the property taxes.
From the town?
From the town.
Because we've always had this.
Always had it on the other day. And are we meeting the expectation that we thought we would, the amount of money that we thought we would be getting?
Yes. Even with, so it's what was projected to be coming in. We're within line of that from the tax collection standpoint. It is less because of inflation, as you know, with being limited to the 1%. And last year was 10.1%, I think it was overall. So yes, it's less than what it could be from that standpoint, but it is what was projected from the assessor. What is less, and you anticipated that when we came under the tax collection from the town, it was no longer the town writing a check for us for 100% of the tax collection. It's whatever the tax that comes in as. And you're always going to have people that aren't paying, some in the rears. And so it's always going to be less than what you had coming in at 100%, but it is what you had projected. So the positive piece, we mentioned last month that we had submitted for a LNI grant that was tied to whether it's cancer prevention or reduction in muscular skeletal injuries. We had submitted, max was $25,000. We had submitted for the patient transfer and movement stuff on the new vessel. And we are pleased to share with you that that was awarded. We have signed that and the funds will be coming on. That takes care of offsetting a lot of those costs that we had designed into the vessel to make sure it was safe transport and really put the body mechanics alignment in when patients are being moved either from the bow or stern of the ship.
Nice.
And I'd be happy to turn it over to Chief Monin for the operations report.
Okay, July operations, quick snapshot for you here. You had 88 total responses, 59% of those were EMS and rescue, and 41% of those were all other fires, hazards, and services. It's an average of 2.8 calls a day. Reaction time is 92 seconds, which is in alignment, and we have an average travel time there that you can see is for all calls across the island. Just a note, we did meet minimum staffing again. Depth is shallow for this. We've tapped into the volunteers quite a bit to help with the depth with leaves. So to your point earlier about watching the overtime, that's something we'll have to continue to watch. In order to meet coverage, we may have to tap into a little more overtime if volunteers aren't able to cover the gaps. The call volume is a lot lower than the same period last year. We're down 21% for the month of July as compared to last year, with the same ratio that I had mentioned earlier. Travel time is normal, and I did want to note that you have a total of 3,370 training hours have been documented year to date for the group. So it's one of those things that it's fun to watch once in a while and keep an eye on, and just acknowledge that the amount of training that goes into what we're doing is pretty significant. The shift crew staying busy as usual. They're ramping up for the fair. They're participating in hub ed events, taking on some more responsibility with the Outer Islands coverage and some training out there. There's been a lot going on, and they've been busy doing that stuff. And I'm excited that we'll be doing some life safety inspections with the town, and hopefully see that program grow to benefit the community, because it's a good use of their time. It's fitting. The crew will get out and get exposure and see buildings and understand better their response area, and also interacting with the public. And if you go around and just pay attention to businesses and with an eye for problematic areas that they just don't know that are happening. You'd get pretty surprised about how much is out there that really needs to be just a fine tune up. And I wanted to add to what the chief was saying about that whole process with inspections is it's not a punitive process from our end. It's an educational help themselves kind of a thing. So I don't see it'll be that shocking for the business owners. If we plan it out, they don't show up by surprise, and we're there to help, right? We're not there to give them a hard time. I did want to touch on some of the efforts we've done with adjusting the call volume. We have ratcheted down on EMS response and BLS aid. The company officers have done a good job of paying attention to those calls coming in and determining whether there's a need there. We've been communicating with San Juan Island EMS. If they have a need, they can reach out. But we are trying to ratchet down those number of responses. We go out, we're just being redundant. Two reasons. One is, it's inefficient for us. It adds extra call volumes for us that is unnecessary and costs. The other reason is if we're tied to a call that we're really not necessary at, we're now not able to respond to another call that goes out. So I think by being more efficient and more diligent and determining whether we need to be on an BLS call with an aid call, I think we can do a lot better for the community. We'll continue to build that. As a result, it does free up a little time as well. And so the target for that time is basically an increase in emphasis on all hazard training, the marine operations and rescue operations. So it's not doing less and the crews can not do anything. It's actually doing less so they can do more. And it's good to see that evolve, and I anticipate we will continue to evolve it and it'll just get better. The in-service training for our certified marine operation pilots and mates has been ongoing. We are at a point now where we have some staffing that's ready to go. The boat is ready. We've got equipment pre-staged down at the boat shed. The chief and I'm pretty sure this week we're going to get down there and take a look. I think we're ready to go green with it, which essentially means notifying everybody that it is in service. We're right there. We just needed to fine-tune a couple more things, and I think we're good. We don't have a lot of depth right now, so we are working on that. So we have a lot of folks interested. They're in training as deckhands. They'll work up into the mate position, and eventually, if they stick with it, they can work up into a pilot position. And that depth is part of the guarantee that we can get that boat out on the water when it's needed. As you know, it's a high hazard, low risk operation, and it requires significant training and diligent training to make sure the staff out there are equipped and ready to go. And that's all I have. The chief mentioned the fire grant we got. We're excited about that, and it's going to help offset some costs and get us equipped. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Do you think the reason that we have less calls for the month of July this year as compared to last year is because you're not running as many EMS calls?
Yeah, I think the call volume is dropped because of that. It was a concerted effort to stand back and just wait and see the need. I know just working days, I've seen throughout the week, the crew is making those decisions, and I've seen several they said, hey, let's just hold back. So I think that has a big part.
Great.
The one thing I would like to, Noel mentioned the fair piece. Mm-hmm. Last year, I tasked Lieutenant Venegas with working with the fair organizers. So historically, and Chief Butler, you might want to see if you tag in on something like this as well. The fair organizers have always charged public safety for a booth space and time to be there, right? Yet we know that San Juan EMS, a lot of the times, will provide an EMS support. We've provided additional support, whether it's EMS or otherwise. Well, as we found out last year with the horse arena, they need to water it on a regular basis, right, to keep the dust down. Well, I challenged Lieutenant Venegas to work with them to see if there was a way, because we picked up conversation that the water truck to come in and water the field was costing them a little $5,000 plus. And each one of our booths costs us about $2,600 a year to be present at the fair. So what Lieutenant Venegas was able to get into partnership with them for this year was we will have a tender that's there. We will provide the watering. We will use it as a fire demonstration. So brush rig one time, they cruise pull, they water the arena. Another time, and maybe the engine company waters the arena. That covered, and so we are not being charged for fair space. And they're providing 80 tickets so that our volunteers and our members that are going and staffing at the fair to make sure that that's covered can also go and take their family if they want to as a give back to the community and otherwise for everything that they do to it. So it was a win-win both for the organization, a presence, and for the fair organizers. So now they're getting it done and it's saving them money because we're going to be there anyway. We'll take care of that part and it saves them that additional costing that they would have to get the horse arena watered. So that's what I was saying. You might have an opportunity for EMS standby or otherwise, Chief, to see if you can work something with them as well.
I don't have a tender.
You got medical rigs for stopping that stuff, right? So maybe that side from a medical support, they might be able to work something for you guys as well. Just want to make sure that you guys had shared that because Lieutenant Venegas, under our direction, really had to step up and work back and forth with them. And that was a huge win for us because historically it had been 2,000 to 2,500 to be present there.
Plus the price of 80 tickets.
It's very good. So it gives back to our membership as well.
I think that's great.
That's all we have. Nope.
Jerry, is there anything you would like to add before I close the meeting?
Actually, I would like to. I wasn't quite sure when to pipe up with it, but we had the work session on the replacement for the chief, getting the job description and everything together. We didn't add it to the agenda this time, and we didn't organize the next work session. I would just like to ask that we do one or the other, either add it to the agenda to go forward or have another meeting to finalize it so we can go forward.
Okay. Let me have some discussion with the chief about how we want to handle that, and we will... I'll have him send out a notice either that it'll be an agenda item or we'll have a separate work session to do that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Yes, motion. Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any other comments before we close? Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Jerry.